Tuesday night, Rabbi Yossi Moore.
Rabbi Moore.
And the day they turn away.
Right. Okay. Good evening. Okay, so after we finish davening on Purim morning, it comes to Friday morning, we come out of shul, and even before we come out of shul, we are, Baruch Hashem, bombarded with Gaboy Tzedakah, which are collecting for Aniyim, and they're going to collect for Aniyim for two, they're going to distribute the money that they're collecting to two Aniyim that day. So you're Makayim the mitzvah of Matanos Aviyanim. Don't forget, you wake up Purim morning, you have four mitzvahs, yes. You have four mitzvahs to be Makayim. One is Kriyas Megillah, then you've got Matanos Aviyanim, Meshlach Monos, and the Su'udah. So the second mitzvah, which is a very chosh of a mitzvah, is Medivri Kabbalah. Don't forget, Medivri Kabbalah is a stage, a higher level than the Rabbonon. Right? It's Kemah Deraisa. Therefore, the second mitzvah is to give to poor people. To give money to two poor people, that would be considered a mitzvah Matanos Levyonim. And really, the shayla is, how much do you have to give to each oni? Really, Me'ikadein, you can give even a pruta. Really, a prutah, 5 pennies. You can give 5 10 pence, right? So you're two aniyim. But the everyone's makbid on being makayim, the shitta of the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva brings from the Zera Yaakov, who says that should be something a bit substantial, something a bit like a choshavas, like a small sa'uda. Like, I remember when we were in Gateshead, we were handling how much it would be, and the Rabbonim in Gateshead were saying, in my time, quite some time ago in Gateshead, we were talking about £1.50. Why £1.50? Because the Wednesday bun was about, I don't know what it was then, about £1.10 or something. And 40, oh, but no one said that had to be a Suda. Sorry, the Shari Tshuva didn't say a Suda. The Shari Tshuva says, it should be enough that he should be able to buy 3 beitzim of pas. 3 beitzim of pas is basically 2 slices of bread. That's what he writes. And the poskim say basically he should be able to buy something sort of normal. £1.50 back in the day was sort of normal to buy. You could buy a croissant with a little drink, you can get away with it. Now it's probably more like £2.50. Let's call it £2.50 for oni, just to make it more neater. And with £2.50, a person can be sure you're making this inyan of the Shari Tshuva, obviously times two. So £2.50 for one oni, £2.50 for another oni. That would be the recommended minimum start of where you would start Mekayim the mitzvah Matanos Levyonim. So really, if you go to a person who's collecting for two aniyim, he says, Shnei aniyim boi bayom. You'll hear, Shnei aniyim boi bayom. You obviously want to make sure he's going to give it to the aniyim that day, otherwise you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. So you want to give it to the oni, you want to give it to the gavid stocker, to distribute it that day. So if you give him a £5 note, that would be for you. If you give him another £5 note and say that this is actually for my wife to give to two aniyim, that's enough. You can actually give one £10 note and say to him, this is for me and my wife to give to two aniyim each. That's fine. Even though he's actually going to give a different sort of coins and he's going to distribute it differently, it's kedai. Now, the place we do say it's kedai, it's kedai a night before you give it to her, before you give it to the on behalf of her, to actually tell her that you're going to give her. You're going to be Mekayim for her mitzvah. It's recommended. Rav Zalman says that.
Online.
Oh, so now this is Rebbe's right. Shmaka case. This is the shaila that lots of people have. This year specifically, besides for it being on a Friday, we've also got COVID, which takes up a bit of headspace. And people want to clear up as much as they can before Purim. And the shaila is, can they Erev Purim? They've got plenty of time Erev Purim. Even today, tonight, after Maariv, a person wants to look at the local Aniyim, the local collection that they're making, and you want to already pay your £10 for you, £5, you, your wife, £5, and you want to be Mekayim the mitzvah now. Well, your wife has to be Mekayim it. So if let's say you want to do. So that's the question. Do you have to actually give it to the Gabbat Stocker on Purim, and the Gabbat Stocker has to give it out on Purim? Or can I give it to the Gabbat Stocker now, so that he should distribute it on Purim? That's the Shaila. And my mitzvah only comes, that's basically the Shaila. And that the Teretz is, that as long as it's not, as long as it hasn't been received by the poor people, the people which are needy, before Purim, that means the Gabbat Stocker is waiting till Purim, and only on Purim he's going to give it. That's okay. So it's an interesting chiddush that you can have a person that tonight he actually does a transfer to the local institution, which is the organization which is arranging such a collection. And really, as long as they're going to give it out on Purim, that could be okay. Because again, it has to be that the Nesina is taking place on Purim, and that will take place on Purim. So you can really get away with it, doing it earlier. Again, you're going to want to make sure that they're not koner it on behalf of them. I'm assuming they have that das. The post can actually bring this down, or Rav Eliashiv brings this down, that you can give it to a Yad Gabai. Any person who's a Gabai that's receiving money before Purim, for Matanas Avyonim, will have that das, should know about this. It's a shir for them. They would know that they're not acquiring it on behalf of the Aniyim yet, only until Purim. On Purim they're going to give it out, and therefore there's no problem to give it before Purim. There's no issue with that. So that's a geshmaka alocha to know that if a person is tight with time, he wants to off his head, then he could really do a bank transfer before Purim. Again, in feeling it might feel funny, you know, you can't kind of limit for now, but the ma'isa meikah din, you can do that. There's no problem.
They don't give it on behalf. They give it on lots and the other. They don't tell them. They don't do it. They go to the mitzvah.
Again, what's the case?
You stop it on Purim on behalf of somebody else as well. They don't tell them.
They should know. Shlomo Zalman said that people should know that their chiyuv have been done. He was talking about people's wives that they should be told that you're planning to be mekayim the mitzvah on the behalf of their wife on your wife. But let me just add another very choshev halacha. It's all very nice that after davening you take out £10 note and you go to a person who's collecting. £5 for me, 2 aniyim. £5 for my wife, 2 aniyim. Very nice. But we sometimes forget to be mekayim the mitzvah for children, which are over the age of bar mitzvah. A child over the age of bar mitzvah is mechuyev in matanos avyonim like any other mitzvah. And a daughter from anyone the age of bas mitzvah, from the age of 12, is mechuyev. It's to be mekayim. There's no way out of that. That's poshut. I'll tell you where the chiddush is. The chiddush is that a child from the age of 6... according to the Prima Godim, and many poskim, they say, there's a chiyuv to be mechanech them on this mitzvah. I'm mechanech my child who's 6 or 7, I'm mechanech him to listen to Havdalah, to try and bench as much as he can, to do mitzvahs and shake lulav, right? There's a mitzvah of doing chinuch. So the same mitzvah of chinuch applies to Matanos Levionim. That's according to Roiv HaPoskim, they say, that there's a mitzvah of chinuch applies to Matanos Avyonim. I think this just gets swept under the carpet, right? We often have children which are age 6, 7, 8, 9, yeah? And Matanos Avyonim, no, they're very busy with Mishlach Monos, so they're not busy with Matanos Avyonim. There is an opinion called the Ish Lavrom that says it's okay, based on that they're like Aniyim, and Aniyim are potter. But we don't paskin that Aniyim are potter. The Mishnah Berurah paskins like the Bach, the Aniyim are chayev, afilu Misha. Even someone who gets money from tzedakah, he's still mechuyev. We pass him out the back, he's mechuyev. So children should be the same. So basically, out says Rav Yashar of Shlomo Zalman, they all say that a person, the father, just like the Mishnah says, that oviv makna, oviv kona lo tefillin, oviv kona lo tzitzis, the Mishnah Brachas, we all know the Mishnah Brachas says that a person wants his child, his igiyah lachinuch, then the father buys for him tefillin, buys him tzitzis. Similarly, when it comes to Matanos Avyonim, say the poskim, you should do the same thing. He hasn't got money, no problem. Give him a fiver. So really, the best way is to be mekayim the ikka shitta of the Prima Godim and many, many poskim which want to say that there's a mitzvah chinuch. This would be geshmak chap that sometimes gets brushed under the carpet. They're very busy with shlach modas. All they need to do is £5 to oni. It's a geshmak. Really, you can be mekayim with a prutta. You can even tell them and give them 10 pence each already when it comes to katanim chinuch. Yeah, it's something to take into account. Hang on, Purim means that you give to 2 aniyim a matana. So it's a mindset. You come to think of it, listen, you shake lulav on sukkahs. On a Purim, you give 2 aniyim money. That's the mitzvah sayon. Yeah, go on. He can give. Because he's a yiyah lechinuch, so he can actually give. His matana is a matana. In fact, Rav Eliashiv picks up on this point, that what happens to a child which is less than the Yigiyah Lachinuch, the age of 5, so then he says you shouldn't be makna to the child, because the child can't then be makna back to the girl. Okay, that's only under, from Yigiyah Lachinuch, but so that's already not a problem. So really, you just give £5, the best is to give £5 to a child, and he should give it to the Gavad Stocker, then you make the mitzvah. Don't forget, when it comes to shaking lulav, our Arab Aminim, when it comes to Arab Aminim all the other days, is a mitzvah de Rabbanon. And giving matana to the Avilim on Purim is a mitzvah Madiri Kabbalah. It's even more than that. So it's just kashmak, it's kashmak a way of living to make sure that you've catered for all that. Now, just as a very interesting Rambam, the Rambam, I think everyone's heard this Rambam every year. Mutav laharbois b'matonis levyonim is better to increase matonis levyonim. Mila harbois b'sudosay b'mishlach monis lereyav. More the money that you spend on Suda and Mishlach Monas is better to spend more on Matanas Avionim. Listen to the Lashon Rambam, it's just beautiful to go through. She'ein simcha gedoyla mufa'ara. There's no better great simcha. Ela l'sameach levaniyim yosoyimim v'almonois. To give money and to be mesameach them. V'doyim v'leshchina. You become similar to Hashem. She'neema l'hach yosruach shefolim l'hach yoslevin itzkoyim. You become similar to Hashem by doing that. I do know of a person that he, on Purim, he puts 50, 100 pounds in an envelope and he puts it into two people, local, it could be family, it could be local. It doesn't have to be the dafka, gabestach, or whatever a person feels is best. That is a way that the ikke is that we're copying Hashem and lahach is ruach shafolim, or lahach is levim tzkoim. The next nekuda is that the Pele Yoyet says a geshmak achap. He says that when a person gives tzedakah during the year, he's mekayim, the mitzvah of tzedakah. When he gives tzedakah on Purim, he's mekayim two mitzvahs. He's mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah, and he's also mekayim the mitzvah of matanas levyonim. He's got a very nice nusach, says the Pele Yoyet. Mitzvah tzedakah b'yom hazeh, giving tzedakah on this day, besides for all the other matanas levyonim, he ha'oila al sha'ar yomim, is better than giving tzedakah on any other day. Shenil ve'imah, because it gets joined together, gam b'mitzvah matanas levyonim. So you throw that in as well. So besides, after you've given your £10 to cater for you and your wife, and another £10 for the children, whatever it is, then every extra 50 pence, you also, is another mitzvah stocker, and also another matan sevim. So you actually, when you give every donation that takes place on Purim, is actually two mitzvahs, one minatari of stocker, and one medivar kabbalah of matan sevim. And, okay, that's when we get to that. Wow, the time goes very quick. Okay, next one, we're going to see it, and I wish listeners listen to this. So we'll already discuss that women are zecher mechayeves and children are over the age of Baba Smith are zecher. Less than that, we also say it's kedai. Then you've got, okay, Mishlach Monas is the next mitzvah, which everyone knows that loch is, that you give one person, you give two monos. And here is the interesting question that people like to know sometimes. Sometimes people buy a jar. You can get a nice jar with a design or name on. I know someone in town does it very nicely. Yeah, they put a name at the front of the jar. Yeah, beautiful, very professional. And they put inside a pick-a-mix. So the question is, can you give a jar of pick-a-mix to your friends and be mekayim the mitzvah mishlach monos? Do you look at the pick-a-mix as one monet? Or do you say, listen, that maybe it's like three or five, six monets. It's got jellies, it's got licorice, it's got chocolates, it's got... What? How do you look at pick-a-mix? The same thing is really with the salad. If you give a nice jar with a salad bowl with a salad in, so the poskim say that's all considered one. A salad and the pick and mix, if it's all similar type, it's all called one. Once you have different compartments and you use different sweets, that's already okay. So it's all be'enei ha'odam, how people see it. If people see it as one, it's only considered one. But what about coffee? You know someone likes coffee, gold blend, he's got a nice Italian thing that he likes, yeah? Can you give him a jar of coffee? Is that okay? And the person were not happy about coffee because it's only a tavlin. Really, it's just a spice. It's not a food in itself. It's a spice to water. Interesting svara. But however, when it comes to pot noodle, that's okay. Pot noodle would be fine because giving a pot noodle is in itself a food. It's not a spice to a food. It's food. It just needs cooking. Now, the cooking doesn't really need to be cooked. If you give pasta, you can't give raw pasta as a mishlach monos. Why can't you give raw pasta for mishlach monos? Because the raw pasta needs proper cooking. So if it needs proper cooking, then you can't get away with that. But where something is really cooked, like say like a pot noodle, pot noodle is sort of cooked. They just leave the final stage of cooking, just you pour a bit of hot water in it. That's okay. So with pot noodle, if someone really likes pot noodle for, you know that your friend likes pot noodle, that's okay. You can go and give a pot noodle for Purim. The next one is, this is a very common, I think, you know, I've had quite a few people asking this right already. This is an interesting one. That they are stuck at home and they can't think of Mishlach Manos. Either headspace or other reasons, they just can't deal with it. Okay. Can he give Mishlach Manos to his wife and can she give Mishlach Manos to her husband?
No, because she's a veil.
What do you say to that? Huh?
No, she's
an Aveda.
What?
Yeah,
about?
Okay, let's say she's not an Aveda. He's got a nice shul on this. There's a big to-do about it. The Mishnah Yosef Taka has got a nice shtickle to explain that you can. Me'ikad in, if a person is stuck, there's no problem. If he's giving something to her more than he's required, don't forget a person's mechuyev to give his wife the basic requirements, basic food. So if he's giving her something extra, he's not just taking the chicken that he made, the meat that she made anyway, and giving it to her. That's anyway, he's a mechuyev. But if he manages to get hold of something which is something more than the regular, he gets something nice, that there's no issue with giving a person. I actually saw the Asr of Chaim Kineski this, and he says, Ulai, so you've got Ulai from Chaim. That could be enough when it comes to a matzah of a Shasat Chag. The fourth and final mitzvah that was zeichah to be makayim on Purim is the Sa'udah. The Sa'udah is a mitzvah just like Arba Minim. You shake Arba Minim, you makayim a mitzvah. So too, when you eat on Purim, that is a mitzvah medimi kabbalah. It's a very shtaka mitzvah. The Rama tells you that there's a toiv. There's something good to do before you start the meal. And that is toiv la'asuk ma'at b'toira. It's good to be oisik a little bit in toira. Why? Why not before Shabbos meal? Okay, maybe some people do, but why punt by Sudas Purim? Because there's a smach ledavar, la yehudim hoysa oira v'simcha. So we dash an oira z'toira. How can you come to real simcha? Real simcha will only be if a person sits down for half an hour and he learns mitak hashmak. Before the meal, he finds a bit of time, 20 minutes, half an hour, that whatever it is, kefi, yodam, agas. That is the true way to achieve simcha. Because there's a mitzvah to be b'simcha, then we've got to have the right things to get there. So that's why the Rama found it necessary to mention that we wanted to achieve simcha, so that would have to be. Okay, so there's, again, we've got to wash, and we've got to make sure to have meat. Even cold meat would also be okay if it's meat. If it's coming from meat, that would be okay. And here comes the biggest chumrah that I find in Hilchos Purim. I find that it's not so easy. Chai v'nish levesuma v'paraya ad leyoda. There's a mefurisha gemara, mefurisha shulchan aruch that says a person mechuyev to get hammered. What do they call it in yeshiva? To get a doorknob, yeah? Or they call it gazebo. They call it. No? There's a chiyuv. And however many shtik v'chtor you want to say, it doesn't mean it. Of course, it means it. Open a Rashi. Rashi says levesuma is leshtake. It means to get drunk. There's no way of that one. Novos. So you can start wiggling out of it. The Bialocha says it's not a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah. The end of the day is that if someone doesn't like wine so much, or he likes it a bit, he has a half a cup, but if he's not going to get drunk with a half a cup of wine, you might be a drop dizzy, yeah? How much do you have? One cup, yeah? One cup you get a bit, yeah? How much? You need to have quite a few cups to get drunk, right? So if a person doesn't want to do that, what's his heter? How do you get out of it? How do you make the chiyuv of Adaleoda? So the Rama saves us, and he says that yesh oimim, it just means yosem limudai a bit more than you usually have. Let's say it comes to Yom Tov, you have a half a cup, or you have a whole cup. So Purim, you have 1.5 cups. Okay, but then he adds a massive tanai, and he says, how does that get to Adaleoda? He says, then you go for a sleep, and then because when you're sleeping, you're in a situation where Adaleoda, when a person sleeps, is Adaleoda, just like when someone's drunk, that's how you makaim it. But who goes to sleep after you have a suda? I take ask the big Talmud Chochem in town, a dayan in town, what he does. Obviously, he eats in the morning, he drinks in the morning, and then he goes to sleep in the afternoon. How else do you make the chiyuv? If you don't go to sleep after your meal and you don't get drunk, then you got no excuse not to get drunk. You pick your choice. Either you drink and go to sleep, or you get drunk. Yeah, you drink, and then but you have to go to sleep. Very hard to wind down.